From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, you were talking off the air here just a minute ago about information. And it's important, and we're going to bring it to you here momentarily. I do want to remind you a couple of weeks ago, the first Wednesday after the October 7th terror attacks from Hamas on Israel, Skip Heitzig on that Wednesday night, I think it was the 11th of October, started this somewhat of a short series on Israel. Well, I hope it's a short series. Israel at War, though, an update with Skip Heitzig, and he's done several interviews. They are posted, by the way, on the website at calvarynm.church/Israel. Skip continues that Israel at War focus, really looking at these terror attacks and what's going on with Hamas and, you know, just yesterday, Syria. And looking at all of this through a biblical worldview lens, and how should we be thinking about it? What should we be doing as believers? How can we show Israel that we love, support, and stand with them? So that tonight at Calvary Church, 6:30 with Skip Heitzig. And if you can't be there, you can view the entire service on the website at calvarynm.church or on the Calvary YouTube channel. We will also air the teaching starting at 7 o'clock with Skip right here, maybe even a few minutes before seven. Last couple of weeks, it started even, you know, maybe more like 5 to 7. But right around that time, tune in if you're not able to be at the service to get information, which, as I already mentioned, is going to be our focus today, providing you with solid information so you can make good choices and make a difference in this community for Christ. In studio with us, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, thanks for coming back.
Well, thanks so much for having me again.
And, you know, we were saying off the air, you know, we regularly have Paul Gessing from the Rio Grande Foundation and Heirs of Enchantment on with us once a month. Carla Sontag, at least once a month. I know she was on with Jim Williams the other day. We're going to have her on, I think, next week for a full hour. Now we've added to that lineup once a month, the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, if you know, we plan on seeing you once a month, and probably if you can't make it, we'll reschedule or have someone else that you want to send in. But for those not familiar with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, we, you know, last couple times you've been in, we make sure the listener knows, and they can go to NMFAM, real easy to remember, NMFAM.org for information. But tell those unfamiliar with the organization really what it's about.
So New Mexico Family Action Movement is a nonprofit faith-based policy group. We work here in New Mexico to advocate for policy that will protect the family, protect life, and protect religious freedom. But we also work on educating New Mexicans. We want you to have all of the information at your fingertips so that when you have the opportunity to stand up and what we call unleash your biblical citizenship, then you are ready to do that and you can take the opportunity that is before you.
You know, and we've got a kind of a list of things to talk about. We'll get to that imminently here. But you know, when you talk about education, is there any more right now you can say about the academy? I think you mentioned it last time.
Yes,
you were here.
That is still in the works. That will be coming. We're working on having our first class ready for next summer for teenagers to be able to come in. And what the academy, our Patriot Academy, is going to be doing is teaching young people how government works, but teaching it from a biblical worldview. But we also give them the opportunity to meet legislators. We give them the opportunity to see how a legislative session works. And we give them opportunity to fill a role, to recognize what it means to read a bill and understand how our biblical values might be at stake within that
bill.
Well,
now you got me singing in my head Schoolhouse Rock. You're probably not old enough to even remember.
Oh, I know what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Which, I mean, how great was that back in the day?
Yep.
And, you know, it'd be interesting to know who put those together, but well, the Schoolhouse. Anyway, and, you know, on that subject of preparing the youth, and you know what? Quite honestly, preparing adults who have not been active.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't hear it, and I'll tell you, Jody, and the listener, Skip Heitzig's message last weekend was how to be an influencer from the series Kingdom City. Really had some applicable things to some of the things I think we're going to be talking about. So I'd encourage people, again, you can go to calvarynm.church and under the teachings, find last weekend's message from Pastor Skip. NMFAM.org is where you'll find the content that we're going to walk through today. Let's start with biblical citizenship and what that is. What does that mean?
So we believe that biblical citizenship really is clearly defined in the book of Daniel when it says that the people who know their God will stand firm and take action. When we know our God, we know the principles that he has laid out for us in his word. We must stand firm for those principles, and we must take action whenever we have opportunity.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that scripture. What comes to mind for me, and I won't quote, but just Nehemiah, you know, you know, let's build this place and make it a strong place, all the while being ready to act.
Yes.
While building.
Yes. Working in readiness.
Yeah. So a couple of biblical notes there to apply towards biblical citizenship. Now, the question is, how do we do it?
Yes, good question, because it's wonderful to talk about. Yes, you know, we can get really excited and motivated when we think about standing firm and taking action. But what does that realistically look like here in New Mexico? And of course, we have elections coming up. Elections is one of the most powerful ways that you can unleash your biblical citizenship, because when you go to the polls, you are informed from a biblical worldview. You have a powerful avenue to be able to unleash your biblical citizenship and vote for your biblical values.
And, you know, of course, with voting goes registering to vote.
Yes, yes. So the first step in unleashing your biblical citizenship as far as voting goes is make sure that you are registered to vote. Make sure that you haven't put it off another day. I think it's one of those things we think, oh, tomorrow, but do it today. Make sure it's done so that you're prepared.
Now, and I, it's been a while since I've been through the website, which, by the way, I do recall it's got great resources. You need to go check out nmfam.org, nmfam.org for New Mexico Family Action Movement. But, you know, I was on there today and, I clicked on the one of the links we'll get to later for the sample ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, brought me to a place to kind of sign in as a registered voter.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to us. I have a story about that, but we'll get to it later. But there are resources for people. Is there a place if you go to the site that's like not registered? Click here.
Honestly, if you go to our homepage and you scroll down to the Unleash Biblical Citizenship picture, you'll see on the homepage, just a couple scrolls down, that's going to be your best place to take you to the website where you can either register to vote, you can find a sample ballot, you can look at your candidates, you can get all of that information.
Okay. And yeah, I already found it, nmfam.org. Just a little ways down. You posted something there for Israel too.
Yes.
You mentioned that already today. Unleash Your Biblical Citizenship. Read more, click there, and you'll find that information. Okay, so part of being a biblical citizen, or you know, biblical citizenship is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the Cub Scouts.
Uh-huh. But you know, within being prepared, we don't want to just be registered to vote, but we want to know what offices are going to be on our ballot.
Yeah.
But also understanding then what is that office going to do, mm-hmm. and how will they affect our biblical values?
Right. Okay. Registering to vote and studying what's going to be on the ballot. I did, by the way, print the sample ballot today.
Good.
I need to get a magnifying glass to read it.
But,
okay. And as we approach this ballot, what will we find? What things are going to be part of this ballot?
So we're looking at local elections. So your ballot this time is going to be all local to you in your district.
Okay, let's pause there.
Okay.
Because the person who hears local and goes, meh, you know, it's those ticky-tack little, no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more important.
Yes.
Getting to the polls once every 4 years.
Correct.
And I'll let you, I'm sure you'll articulate that much better than I would.
Well, when you think local elections, let's see what kind of offices we're looking at. Our school boards, we're looking at city council, maybe mayoral, anything that's at your local government. But they are so important to recognize how they'll affect your biblical values. Because let's talk about school boards for a second. I'll be honest, I was never really one to put a lot of thought into a school board election.
Me neither.
But in the wake of, you know, all of these laws that have recently passed where we've seen our kids kind of being threatened and under attack, it's important to recognize the power of a school board. So for example, a school board chooses the curriculum that is taught in the school.
Mm-hmm.
The school board can monitor and pull books from a library that are inappropriate. The school board puts policies and procedures in place that can determine transparency in the classroom, right, that can determine parents being notified and involved.
And when you say inappropriate, inappropriate according to who? Because something that may be fine with us doesn't end up there sometimes. And
right.
Something that we're like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, we shared last time, we saw these school board meetings all over the country where parents are taking stuff from the school library, reading it in the in the school board meeting,
yes,
and being shut down. You can't
right.
say that here. There's
right.
kids listening.
Right.
It is important locally. You know, the other thing to consider locally, and you know, people think, oh, school board, come on. That's like a entry level politician, some would say. You'd be surprised. However, these people that are going into school boards, then sometimes they'll go from there to the city council.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to the roundhouse and eventually maybe represent us in Washington.
That's right.
So it matters, the people that are taking these offices, regardless of what level they are. And they do have a major impact on all of us.
That's right. Because once someone has been elected by, you know, a popular vote into an office, it doesn't matter what that office is, that automatically boosts their resume, so to speak, for their next election, whatever it is that they run for. People see, oh, this person has held office before, no matter what that office is. And it gives that candidate a credibility over someone who hasn't been elected. And so even something like a school board, where people might not think that that's a very big elected position, it is still something that is a doorway to allowing people into this world where they've now been elected and they now can consider whatever office they want to run for, and they've got a leg up because they've already been elected once before.
Yeah, and remember, for those who are opposed to the laws that were passed, that the referendum is all about trying to get these laws on a ballot where the voters can make a decision on it, the people who passed those laws in the first place, if you're listening, as a whole, maybe not you personally, but you put them there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't go vote, you kind of put them there,
mm-hmm.
Whether you voted or not. So things to consider and information gathering. And that's part of what you'll find at nmfam.org, NMFAM, New Mexico Family. I just lost it. Family
action movement
.org. You'll find ways to get equipped and information before you vote. And if you're not registered, information on how you can get registered and get the information you need. We're up against a break. We're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit about the upcoming ballot, what you'll find there, and give you information so you can go make the decision a little more educated with information. We'll do that after the break on ABQ Connect. All right. In studio with us, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. nmfam.org, and a lot of great resources on the website. Before we dive back into our conversation, I wanted to let you know about November 4th and 5th. A guest speaker is coming to Calvary Church. You may have heard of this guy, Lee Strobel. He's got a brand new book out called Is God Real? But Lee is always a best-selling author of over 20 books, including The Case for Christ. And listen, I'll tell you this. If you've known Jesus a long time, he'll refresh and encourage you in your defending the faith. And if you know someone who needs to hear, let me say this, someone who's asking a lot of questions, someone who wants proof, I think the legal editor on the Chicago Tribune, I think, Lee Strobel. This is someone you want to bring. So really everyone should be there November 4th and 5th, if you can, and bring someone with you, to hear the message with Lee Strobel. His visit, information is found on the website at calvarynm.church. So Jody and I are in the midst of a conversation, which, by the way, I just found out Jody's an Alabama fan, and I got Forrest Gump in my head saying Alabama, we're in the midst of talking about biblical citizenship, what that means. And part of what we talked about is being prepared, getting the information you need, being registered to vote, and actually voting. And before you vote, getting that information so you can make an educated vote. And with an election coming up, what's the date of the election? It's the first Tuesday or
November 7th.
Second Tuesday in November.
It's the
here. We got it.
First,
November 7th is the first Tuesday in November. Let's talk about, what's on the ballot. And the newsletter you sent to me, which, by the way, that's the information we're going off today. The information we're going over from the newsletter is available on the website at nmfam.org. But one of the best ways to prepare is look at the sample ballot. I clicked on the link that's provided there. And I found out I'm a conspiracy theorist today because I did do the referendum and I went to the same place to put in my voter information. And today when I put it in, it said no voter found. And I was right away, knee-jerk reaction. I go, okay, what's going on? However, and I'm glad I'm bringing this up for more than a laugh. Go click on this link from the website at nmfam.org. Make sure that you're found, because if you're not, you need to figure that out. I figured it out. Okay. I put Steve. It's Stephen, which is, I registered as. So
yes. Make sure you use the name you registered as.
No conspiracy there, Not to say there never was a conspiracy.
Right. They say Noah was a conspiracy theorist rained.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And he was trying to be an influencer, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
People didn't listen. Nope. Look what happened. You can go get the sample ballot. What are you going to find when you go to the sample ballot, Jody?
So when you've put in your personal information, which if you click on that newsletter link that gives you the link to find your sample ballot, it'll also give you instructions of what to click on. So you follow those instructions and putting in your information, you're going to see the ballot that you will actually receive when you go to vote on voting day. And so on that ballot, you're going to see what's happening in your district, what you are going to be able to vote on based on school boards in your district,
right.
Based on if there's any city councilors running for office in your district or any mayor, sheriff, any type of land commissioners. I mean, anything that is specific to your area, that's going to be identified on that ballot so that you don't have to worry about everybody in the state who's running for something. You get to focus in on where your vote will count.
Okay, so let's go back to the school board, for example.
Yes.
Someone who says, I don't have any kids in school. I don't have any kids. Mm. Why should they, do the time, study up, and figure out who would be best to lead the school board?
I'm glad that you bring that up because I look at it for my kids, of course, because I have kids. And so I'm always thinking of them. But I also look at New Mexico and realize this mass exodus of our youth. As soon as they're finishing school, if they even finish school, they are looking to get out of New Mexico because New Mexico no longer has opportunity for them. And so our school boards are going to be changing that. They have the power to change the opportunity that our kids have now so that when they are able to graduate, actually see graduation and get that piece of paper, they now realize that there are still opportunities for them here in New Mexico.
Hey, friend listening, in 10 years, these kids are going to be running the place.
That's right.
So let's make sure that they're educated in a way that you would educate your own kiddos.
That's right. Our youth today are our future leaders, our future legislators, our future families. And we want to see families thrive in New Mexico. And if our kids are not thriving in school, how are we setting them up to thrive as a family unit as they grow?
Okay. So you get the sample ballot and you see names. That means nothing to you. What do you do?
Right. A lot of times it means nothing, right? You could like, I have no idea who this person is. I've never heard of them. It doesn't even give a party affiliation.
Please
so
don't
you
make
can't.
This. Don't make it a high school election. Don't go off by the name or, you know, oh, I saw their picture.
Right, exactly. Just because they look nice doesn't mean they're going to honor your biblical values. So what you can do in that same newsletter link, if you follow to the website, you're going to find a link to the candidate portal. And what that is it is a list of every candidate that is running for office in this election. You can narrow that down by party affiliation. You can narrow it down by your county, by your party, however you want to narrow that down. I would narrow it down by county because then you can see who's on your ballot. Those names that then are narrowed down should match names that you're seeing on your ballot. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to be able to see who's who. You're going to be able to see a party affiliation. You're going to be able to see contact information. And this is where you have to do your homework. This is where you need to make the phone call. This is unleashing your biblical citizenship.
Contact?
Yes, you can call them. You can email them.
What would I say to them?
And it's interesting because a lot of people think, oh, well, they probably won't respond. Well, guess what? If they're not going to respond to your questions, it's probably because they don't have an answer that you're going to like.
Yeah.
Which that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it's a preview of what's to come.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So take the time to contact those people that are on your ballot and ask them questions. And of course, we try to make it simple here at New Mexico Family Action Movement. We have three categories that we focus on. We focus on life, we focus on religious freedom, and we focus on thriving families. Now, within thriving families, we're looking at our kids, our parents' rights, our education, those kinds of things. And so ask questions that will get them to open up about those topics, right? Where do you stand on life? Where do you stand on my taxpayer dollars being spent on abortions? Where do you stand on religious liberties and churches being shut down? Where do you stand on parental rights and, you know, education system, educational choice? Those kinds of things are going to be very telling where they stand and whether or not it aligns with your biblical value.
Well, and let me testify a little bit. Jody is not a do as I say, not as I do person. You're already reaching out, aren't you?
Yes.
What have you found?
So I have found that, unfortunately, a lot of people won't respond, but that tells me what I need to know. The people that have responded give me insight to help me understand. For instance, one of the school board members who's he's actually running for school board.
And which, by the way, we're not endorsing any candidate.
We're not endorsing any.
We're just sharing the facts of what happened when you reached out.
Yes. So this particular candidate that I reached out to in my district, his name is Steve Secco. And
Checo.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. And, it looks like that.
It does. It does. He responded and he actually gave me a great quote that I felt like that answered my question. I asked him where he stood on parents' rights as a school board member. You know, where do you stand on parents' rights? And his response to me, I can quote him. He said, "I believe that parents are the primary caregivers for their children and know them better than anyone. Therefore, should be included in the decision-making process in their children's education. Not telling parents what is happening with their kids is unacceptable." And so as a parent, I thought, great. This guy is for transparency. This guy is for involving the parent. This guy is for putting the upbringing of the children back in the parents' hands rather than the school. And I can believe that he will fight for those things in his position of as a school board member if he were to win.
Yeah. And you know, if you do your homework, some of these people, you know, you'll be able to connect with them. You'll get, you know, this information. The other thing, I think part of the research to be done, you know, is, okay, they say that, do they have a history? And go back and see, you know, it's, you know, I don't know how available that information is, or, you know, is that something that New Mexico Family Action Movement makes available?
So right now we will share a link for the New Mexico Business Coalition. They've actually done the groundwork. And so all of our organizations working together, we're trying not to reinvent the wheel for each person. And so they've actually put together candidate questionnaires that they sent out and we helped with sending out. And whatever information did come back to them, we now have a voter guide that helps see the history, whatever the questions are there. So they ask, you know, if you have been in elected office before, they ask if you have a criminal history, they ask what you want to do in this position, why you're running for this position, and those kinds of things. So that's a really helpful resource.
And I already mentioned Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition. She is scheduled to be on the show next Wednesday. So I won't be surprised if we go in more detail about the information that they've been hard. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, just the education I've gotten from hosting this show over the last year to appreciate, you know, what, and I mentioned these three organizations, the New Mexico Family Action Movement, the New Mexico Business Coalition / Better Together New Mexico, and the Rio Grande Foundation / Heirs of Enchantment. How much work is done and how much information is available if you want it. And you should. You should want it.
Yes, please want it.
it's there. And when we give these websites, if you haven't gone to them, do it. nmfam.org. All right. So I think that's pretty, you know, pretty good encouragement for the listener where we've gone so far today, Jody. I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, not as many details as we have available here to share, just because of time, because we're really already out of time. But all the organizations I just mentioned are nonprofit organizations doing work to better this community. The New Mexico Family Action Movement is one of those. And being a nonprofit organization is, you know, in need of support in more ways than one. You know, I would encourage the Christian community at very least to pray for the people that are doing the work at the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Reach out to them, whether it's directly through a phone call, going to their website and contact, and let them know how the work they're doing is impacting you. Because, you know, you're sitting there rowing. It's kind of nice to know you're getting somewhere and that it is not for naught.
Yes.
You know, if you pray about it and God leads you to support them financially, like most nonprofit organizations, it's real easy to do. There's a donate button on the website at nmfam.org. What is New Mexico Family Action Movement most in need of right now, Jody?
Well, we're always in need of prayer because we are here first and foremost for the glory of God. And so we continue to seek him in prayer to give us discernment and wisdom as we move forward. But we are most in need right now of monthly partners. We are always so very thankful for those who come in and give, you know, a one-time gift. Some give a large one-time gift. We're so very thankful for that. Right now, we're looking for monthly partners to come along because we want to increase our budget so that we can increase our community outreach. And as we're able to increase that budget, we increase the different events that we're able to hold. We're increasing our reach to help other families unleash biblical citizenship. And so those monthly partnerships really do help us continue the work month to month.
All right. Well, Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, thank you for your investment in this community, the time you took to do the work that you and your team have done. And thanks for taking the time to come in. We'll do it again next month.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
All right. And by the way, look on KLYT.FM at the top of the page under the, you know, community sponsors and partners. Click on there. The New Mexico Family Action Movement is one of the organizations you'll find there with the link to their site as well. All right, Jody, thanks. We'll see you next month. And coming up, this guy that is retired now, and he's got all kinds of time to do things while people are finding places to keep him busy. We're going to catch up with Steve Stucker right after the break. Stay with us, ABQ Connect.